Welcome to the July edition of TMS's Presidential Interview Series, a supplement to the monthly Presidential Perspectives column published in JOM. I'm Kelly Zappas, and today I'm talking with 2008 TMS President Daron Apelian. In your July Presidential Perspectives column in JOM, you look at the emerging field of integrated computational materials engineering. How is TMS taking leadership in this area?
Well, actually, TMS got started many years ago, specifically in 2005, where we formed a technical advisory group, and actually our past president, John Allison, headed that, and John, with Teresa Pollack, are the co-chairs of this ICME report that I referred to in the write-up. So, you know, we started back in 2005 recognizing or seeing that this need is arising, and a lot of work and thought went into by many members, TMS members. And if you look at our technical programming, both in at the 2007 annual meeting as well as our 2008, I think there's ample evidence that we're not only a key player, but leading the efforts in ICME. I mean, if you look at our Frontiers of Computational Material Science sessions that we sponsored with the American Physical Society or co-sponsored with the American Physical Society, our 9th Global Innovation Symposium, the Materials Informatics, the Chemical Thermodynamics and Kinetics, I think there's ample evidence that we're taking a lead in this area, and a very important area, and I'm very proud that TMS has been actively pursuing this area.
Okay. Now, what are some other emerging areas that TMS is working in or considering getting into right now?
Well, there are several other areas. Of course, the when you look at the societal issues that are facing us, certainly in the area of energy, both in terms of energy production as well as energy usage. I think you will see both in our 2008 as well as from what I know that's coming up in 2009, there'll be a lot of activity, a lot of engagement by TMS members in discussing, in deliberating, in taking a lead in these important areas, whether it's materials for energy production or more efficient and effective practices and processes that reduce the use of energy. That's just the energy front, but then there's also functional materials, sensors and functional materials that have a vital role in this whole area of efficiency and reduction of energy. In the field of healthcare and biomaterials, I think there is ample evidence that we're also having discussions in terms of programmatic presence. So these are some of the emerging areas, both societal issues and energy as well as healthcare areas.
Okay. Now, how should TMS as a professional society determine which emerging areas to actively pursue in this ever-broadening field of material science and engineering?
That's a good question. I mean, you know, there's no TMS out there as one entity, one person, or one individual that sits up on a mountain and makes these decisions. The TMS is really a collection of members that serve the minerals, metals, and materials community. And it's really a bottoms-up approach. Our technical divisions and under the leadership of the technical division chairs and the membership of TMS, the issues, if they're relevant, they're important, they rise up and come to the end up on our radar screen. But in general, though, it's really two things. It's really addressing a need. Whether it's an industrial need, societal need, but addressing a need. And that's really coming from the membership, where the members who are actively you know, employed, engaged either in government laboratories, industry, academia, are working in arenas where obviously it's important to someone because somebody's sponsoring it. So it's really addressing a need. The other one, which is really not from the membership so much, but rather the volunteer leadership of, from the membership, so it's not really en masse, but, you know, individuals who rise to the occasion. It comes from the TDCs, it can come from any division or just any member in general or from the board for that matter, their members as well, where a need is anticipated. So it's where before it even percolates, someone anticipates a need and gets a discussion going. So I see it from a push-pull from both directions, from the membership coming up from the bottom up, through the TDCs, as well as members at large or ideas that percolate from the board anticipating a need. And then they meet somewhere in between and things occur.
Right. Okay. One of the questions that you had asked our readers to provide feedback on for this month was this. Do you see computational components as critical additions to MSc education? Now, as an educator, how would you answer that question?
Well, I'm really in this business, I suppose. Been at it for 3 decades now. And we have gone through an evolution in our curricula, even though sometimes we say we really haven't changed our curriculum. Well, it's not true. We really have changed our curriculum. And our curriculum has seen quite a bit of change over the last few decades. And going forward here, I think that we really have to, when I say we, I mean in higher education, the educators in the material science and engineering field really have to pay some attention to this emerging ICME arena and make changes or amendments to our curriculum to accommodate these needs. Most of it really stems from a better preparation in mathematics and applied mathematics, because a lot of ICME, whether it's finite element, finite difference, and computational techniques, relies on a good mathematical background. So I think a better and stronger preparation in mathematical sciences is due and an area that we need to pay attention to. But then the application of these technologies and software and computational tools and how it's used, I think the danger here is we do not want to have graduates of MSc who just know how to use the software as a black box where you have an input and you have an output, but then when you ask the question as to how that black box was put together and what the assumptions are, what are the mathematical foundations for this black box in quotation marks, they have absolutely no idea. So it's really not a simple usage of software, but rather a profound understanding as to how they come about, how they were formulated, what the assumptions are, what the mechanistic understanding upon which these tools were based on. And I think it's going to require a different approach and better preparation than what we presently have. And I know that these are general statements, but I think in general the curriculum needs to adapt to and accommodate the needs that are required for a better understanding of ICME by our future graduates.